LA County's new mask mandate has been in effect for less than a week, but it's already running into pushback from individuals and businesses and also from cities. Some communities, including West Covina, Torrance, Manhattan Beach, and El Segundo, are speaking out against the order, saying it's overkill and bad for the economy. Public officials say the move is necessary to clamp down on a surge in COVID cases and that wearing masks in indoor public settings now could help avoid more drastic steps later. This debate comes just a month after California lifted most of its COVID restrictions, including its mask recommendation. Dr. Sean Young is an associate professor of emergency medicine and informatics at UC Irvine. We asked him if he felt the timing of the state's move was appropriate, or did the state jump the gun and did people put away their masks too soon?
At this point, and I've learned that anything is too soon. I think masks should just become a mainstream part of public health.
The CDC apparently thought the change in policy might encourage more people to get vaccinated against COVID, that people who were perhaps on the fence would get the shot if they knew they could go maskless. Do you think this kind of carrot and stick approach ended up working?
Absolutely not. By training, I'm a social and behavioral psychologist, so fully understand and on board with the psychology of things, but this was a poor use of psychology. By flip-flopping it on masks, saying, wear masks now, you don't need to wear masks because things are better and you can get vaccinated, and now saying, again, you do need to, that confuses people. And when you confuse people, you lose their trust, they lose faith in you, and they don't do what you want them to do. If you're trying to get people to wear seatbelts, you don't say, deaths from car crashes are up, so let's wear seatbelts this month. Then the next month say, things are looking great, deaths are down, so let's take a break and stop wearing seatbelts for a bit. And then a few months later say, okay, now car crash deaths are back up, so let's start wearing seatbelts again. You know, corporations are actually best at this, and they do it by accentuating the good from doing something, not by highlighting the bad. They build it up in a way that's easy to use, rewarding, and they market it by saying how it's going to change your life for the better. And that's what we need to do with masks.
I think one of the issues, you know, that we were hearing, I feel like I was hearing in the spring leading up to all this, is folks have been through a rough year. We're coming into the summer. It's harder to wear masks when it's hot. Let's give folks a break and then perhaps go back to being masked up in the fall. Are you saying, no, we got to keep the message consistent as long as we're in this fight?
Absolutely. It might sound like a good idea to say, let's give people a break. Let's give them a reward because rates have dropped down. But it's bad psychology. If you want people to be able to do something, it needs to become a routine. It needs to be something consistent. If you take that away, and even if you reward people by saying, now you don't have to do this thing that we want you to do because we're going to save it up so that you can do it later when we really need it, that makes that behavior worse. It makes it undesirable. It makes it so that people will try to avoid it. What we want is to normalize this, make it normal, and if anything, stigmatizing to not do it.
We are basically halfway through summer, and there's been concern that we could see a surge in COVID cases in the fall and winter as the weather gets colder, more kids go back to school, people spend more time inside. Do you think the government's in a position to reimpose restrictions, perhaps mask mandates, or do you feel like people have had it, that the public will to keep sacrificing just isn't there?
It's a really difficult question at this point. It may have to start from the local jurisdiction, your local health department. But in general, I think we should be recommending mask wearing and having mask wearing become a mainstream part of society and public health.
Do you mean going forward, no expiration date?
I think going forward, no expiration date. I think if we're outside, if we're in settings that are not crowded, then, you know, that's a different story. But if we're in a crowded setting, I think, you know, one, we need to make masks easier for people to wear. we need to have a call for engineers, product designers to develop masks that can be more comfortable, nicer looking, cooler to wear. And yes, then we need to band together as public health. And I think, I mean, I was not in support of masks before the pandemic, but since I've started wearing masks since last March, I have not gotten sick at all. It's made me believe that there's some power here around masks and the prevention. And I think as a field of public health, we should more be studying and thinking about the long-term implications of this. COVID is going to be here for a while, but there will be future infectious diseases and pandemics coming that this can help prepare us and improve the field of public health.
Dr. Sean Young is an associate professor of emergency medicine and informatics at UC Irvine.